Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I know I'm going to regret asking this. What's the temperature down in Florida?
You know, it's 40 degrees this morning. We've had a bit of a cold snap, and I'm a Big Ten guy. I went to school at Northwestern, and I always feel a little ashamed when I put on long sleeves on a 40-degree day because I just shouldn't be that cold.
Wow, it's 40 in Orlando this morning.
Yeah, it's been a cold for the past couple of days, but I know we're going to get back up into the 70s later on this weekend, and that's about where we'll hover for the rest of December, 60 and 70.
On Sunday evening, when I found out that Michigan State was going to be playing down in Orlando again, I looked up the bowl, and I come to find out there is a Florida Citrus Sports organization that does a lot of sports functions like this. Tell us, what does Florida Citrus Sports do?
Well, we're a not-for-profit organization. Our two main events are our bowl, Capital One Bowl and the Champ Sports Bowl. We also have the Orlando Citrus Parade, which happens the same week in Orlando in the downtown area that uses the bands from the Capital One Bowl teams. In the off-season, we have a lot of charitable programs we do in the community in Orlando. All of the profits we make from the bowl games and our other events get funneled back in through some youth programs. We have a free summer camp for the kids in the area around the stadium. And we do a Take Stock in Children program, which gets scholarships to kids that otherwise wouldn't get it as they're going up through high school and college. So we have a lot of programs that are designed to give opportunities to kids who wouldn't otherwise get them.
Well, Matt, I heard ESPN gentleman talking about the bowls, and he considered the Capital One Bowl a BCS bowl, if you will, not only because Michigan State and Alabama will be playing in this year's game, which will be a big, big game, but because Orlando offers so much for families and individuals to do during a bowl game.
That's great to hear. We always feel like we have one of the best matchups in the country, and we are one of the best bowl destinations in the country. We've usually had a television rating that's a little bit higher than one of the BCS games. Occasionally we've challenged on the others, and we've always been considered one of the better games after the fact, too, which is great because we have such good teams coming. I don't expect this year to be any different with the matchup that we have. So it's great to get recognized as a great bowl destination, and I hope people realize that coming down here, it's more than just coming to a football game. There's so many other things for the family to do that you can't be bored when you're in Orlando.
Well, tell us, what else can you do? And during that week, folks will see North Carolina State, West Virginia in the Champs Bowl. And then on the first, the Capital One Bowl, of course, Michigan State and Alabama. But talk about the other activities, not only that you folks are organizing, but how Disney World is involved also.
Well, the whole week from about the day after Christmas through January 1st, we're calling Orlando Bowl Week. It's a whole festival that's planned. There's a section on International Drive, which is where most of the teams are staying and most of the fans are kind of going to end up. We have a section down there that's a fan headquarters. It's got some activities planned that's going to be happening every day. That's stuff where they can come out and see bowl-related stuff that we've got out in this area, games and things like that. There's also going to be pep rallies that are held there before the games. The Capital One pep rally is going to be on the 30th. Also on the 30th is the Citrus Parade, like I talked about. It's going to have the Michigan State Band marching. Dante Culpepper, former Lions QB, is going to be our Grand Marshal this year. He's a former UCF great, so we're happy to have him. Then the 31st, we've got a kickoff luncheon that's going to have the teams and the coaches and cheerleaders. They're all going to be at a hotel near SeaWorld, talk a little bit about the matchup. They usually do a little playful challenge with the players. They give them, last year they played Rock Band, and the best team was declared the winner. So we've got that going on. And then we have some discounted Universal tickets as an offer for bowl fans that they can get through Florida Citrus Sports on our website. It's a cheaper ticket than you'd be able to get just going through the park itself. And there's so many things. Both the Universal parks, I know they've got Harry Potter at Islands of Adventure that is blowing up every day. They're packed. And the Disney parks always have a huge crowd and a lot of stuff going on during December, too. So we try to keep our organized events to a minimum so that the teams and the fans can actually get out and enjoy some of the other attractions that we have here.
What's the weather like usually during this time?
We got a little cold last year. It was down closer to the 50s, and I know you're laughing at me saying cold. But normally we get on game day, we get about a 60, 70-degree day.
And I know that 12,500 tickets are available through Michigan State University. They're responsible for buying those. When they sell those out, folks can just go to the usual outlets to find tickets?
Yep, Ticketmaster is where all of our tickets can be sold. If there's any larger groups, they can call us, call Florida Citrus Sports. The more information on that is on our website. We have a Fan Central section that covers, you know, everything that I was just talking about, all tickets to all the extra events, and plus how to get tickets if you can't get them through the school.
You may have to change the bowl to the Michigan State Capital One Bowl. There's a great relationship there, and I know that was one of the factors in Michigan State coming there and not being as disappointed as not getting into a BCS bowl.
That's what we're happy that we're kind of the safety net for Michigan State this year. They had a great season, and you know, a lot of people would feel like you when you're the one team that beat the team that's going to the Rose Bowl, when you were on the wrong end of that three-way tie just because you were the last team that lost, there's a lot of reasons to be upset about where you're going. But what the response that we've heard is that Michigan State is happy to be coming back to Orlando, and we're glad that we can be a destination where they celebrate what's been one of the best seasons in program history. You know, we have a great relationship with Coach D'Antonio and with Mark Hollis and everybody at Michigan State. They've always been great to work with, and we were actually, you know, when we knew that they were likely going to be our pick, it was a little, kind of a sigh of relief around our office, because we knew, you know, they know how we do it and we know how they do it, and it would be easy for us to get the operations side down. And now we know that the fans are going to hopefully be pretty happy to come to Orlando and, you know, cap off a pretty great year.
All right, Matt, I need your help here. I need you to put on your neutral hat. If I'm a fan and I'm looking for the best bargains for hotel rooms, for transportation, to find out where to go and what to do, what's my best option?
Well, the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau has a lot of stuff. I think it's visitorlando.com. We also have a travel page on our site, fcsports.com. There's a travel section that you can actually book your travel through our site, and proceeds get kicked back to our foundation for those programs that I talked about before. We have a great relationship with everybody on iDrive. That's the place that you probably want to be if you want to be in the middle of everything that's happening during bowl week. There's a number of hotels. The conversation I was having with somebody from Michigan State the other day was there's about 400 hotels in the International Drive area, and all of them seem to be great. Everybody seems happy with the experience they're getting there. So I would recommend checking those out. Check out the Convention and Visitors Bureau if there's a problem. We have a relationship with the Kissimmee Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is just a few minutes away down the road, down I-4. That's a good place to find some hotels and lodging if you're looking. So there's a lot of options. The one thing we're never short on in Orlando is hotel rooms.
And then finally, two more questions for you. Okay. How far is the airport from iDrive, and how far are the iDrive hotels from the actual bowl?
There, I would say the hotel to iDrive, there's an expressway right next to it, so it's less than 10 minutes to get there. It's right around the corner from it. They kind of placed it in a great location for all the people that were coming into town. And the International Drive to the bowls, I would say 20, 30 minutes on game day at the most. That's accounting for traffic. They're a pretty quick shot. We're right off of I-4, and International Drive is easy to get to from there.
All right, Matt, I've enjoyed the conversation. Matt Rapchak is the Assistant Director of Communications for the Florida Citrus Sports Organization. They, of course, are in charge of Orlando Bowl Week, Michigan State versus Alabama, January 1st, 1 o'clock. And for people who want more information about that bowl as well as the Champs Bowl and your activities, Matt, where do they go one more time?
FCSports.com.
All right, thanks, Matt. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, you too.